I'm Sophie Lee, and I'm 14. I go to Odell Middle School, and I'm in 8th grade. I'm going to be sharing a summary and excerpt of my story, Omega. It is about a dystopian society in which there is only one woman left on Earth. Her name is Meg, and she's being held captive by the government because they hope to revive the female population. Day 1. The news arrived at midnight. My track tab holo flashed a nostalgic neon blue around the darkness of my cell. The face of an AMF, authoritative male force, elite, appeared in flickering color. My eyes still adjusting to the light, I rose to meet him and caught his eye. I immediately recognized him as Jonas, a childhood friend. "Hey, Meg, or should I say, VIP Omega? I just wanted to check in on how you're doing. I've been trying to visit, but you're usually on lockdown, and my schedule is just so busy." "It's okay, Jonas. I understand. Now quit stalling. What did you want to tell me?" He paused, taken aback, then slowly nodded. My insides churned and the walls turned ultramarine. I shed a silent tear. We both knew what that meant. The only other living woman had just died, and I was the last woman on Earth. Day 5. I woke up to a sickly soreness, the smell of antiseptic in the air. I looked down to see wires and tubes sprouting up and out of my arms and legs. Suddenly, something cold was shot into my bloodstream. I blacked out. Day 6. When the heavy door to my cell slid open, I scrambled away towards the corner of my room, only to discover Jonas casually strolling in. "Oh, phew," I sighed. "It's only you. What happened yesterday?" "The AMF wanted to conduct a cloning attempt on you, despite my repeated disapproval. I just wanted to see that you were okay." "Thanks, Jonas," I managed, a rosy glow appearing on my cheeks. "It feels nice to know that someone cares about the only girl in the world." Day 37. I saw an MERP born from my window, sporting a lady's sun hat. I guess fashion has evolved since the absence of women. Or was he simply flaunting the freedom men have in society? The freedom that women don't. The emoji walls changed from a shimmering blue to a brilliant crimson. I slowly backed away from the window and curled up in a corner. Tears streaked down my pale cheeks. Day 68. Today, they issued me a track tab biblio as a source of entertainment. Using voice commands, I brought up the latest news report.
"Meterbots to be available to all households. Looks, thinks, and acts just like a real human,"
the robotic voice buzzed. I was aghast at the mention of these words. Suddenly, all the cloning tests made sense. The AMF had used me to create objects of women. Day 93. I had the track tab read me a story about women in the time before MERP. Women were respected by men who actually had sensibility and were valued for their unique personalities. Today, they are mass-produced and distributed for the sole purpose of accompanying men. Oh, how women have been robbed of their former glory! What I would give to live in such an impartial society! Day 162. 162 tallies on a grayscale wall. With the Meterbot being a fast success worldwide, the AMF had almost completely forgotten about me. Even Jonas had drastically cut down on his visits. If there was hope for the future of women, I surely did not see it.